This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
I'm very good today.
I'm looking forward to this conversation. Great company.
Absolutely. Me too.
All right. Let's get right to it then. Say hello to our guest. His name is Marty Anker. He's the president of Arthur Ruttenberg Homes. Marty, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for carving out some time to join us. Before we get into our conversation, do take a few quick seconds and inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
Well, thanks a lot. It's super to be here. Thanks for having me. I have been in and out of Atlanta a couple times and graduated from Emory University and started my home building career 23 years ago. Been in the business all over the country from Florida, California, and am very happy to have been back here in Atlanta for the past 11 years.
So tell us a little bit about Arthur Ruttenberg Homes.
Arthur Ruttenberg Homes has been around 50 years, and Art himself is one of the pioneers in the modern home building era. Presently, they are the largest franchise network of custom home builders in the United States, and they share their collective expertise among the franchises and purchasing power. But more importantly, we have a proprietary business management system that makes our processes more efficient and accurate for our custom home building clients. And then a team of people who work with us behind the scenes really provide resources that would be beyond the scope of what a custom home building company would have access to.
Talk more about that. I mean, no surprise to you, we talk to a lot of companies on this show that compete with you. Go a little deeper in what sets you apart. Talk more about those resources, perhaps.
Sure. If I could kind of begin at the beginning, part of the resources are the product that they have designed. They have a collection of custom home plans that range from about 2,800 square feet to over 7,000 square feet that are really unique. Some really inspired designs that are not plans or designs that you would see today in the Atlanta marketplace. Really some fresh, creative floor plans and some really amazing, dramatic features in those homes that set it apart as a custom home, and the design features that go into it. Sweeping staircases, wine cellars on the main floor with wine bars that kind of bridge the living spaces and the kitchen. Big open kitchens that flow with the family rooms. So a little bit different than what you see in kind of our traditional compartmentalized designs that we have in a lot of Atlanta. So the plans are more open and flowing. For example, a lot of the backs of the houses are completely open. Big sliding glass doors or folding glass doors open onto really well thought out outdoor living spaces.
That's great.
So that's kind of the stuff you typically see in Texas or Florida. It's nice that we're incorporating it into Atlanta because it is so nice here. We've had such a crazy winter, but so typically we have nice weather here, and 80% of the time you can enjoy that outside and bring it in.
That's right. So we look forward to letting those doors open up and letting sunshine and some fresh air come through our homes. And you can imagine from a living and an entertainment perspective, it really feels great. It lives very well. The plans, whether they're 3,000 feet or 6,000 feet, really feel fantastic.
What are your most popular plans?
We have the Bordeaux plan, which actually we are building as a model home at the Manor Golf and Country Club. And that is kind of our marquee plan right now. Again, a little bit different than what you see in the marketplace in that it's a French country style architecture with kind of beautiful swooping roof lines and stone with painted brick, which is just absolutely gorgeous. And it is just under 6,000 feet. So it really is spacious and has a lot of those dramatic features that I just mentioned.
Well, and I had the opportunity to walk that with you when it was framed. So how far along is it now, and when do you anticipate that it will open?
It is nearing completion, and cabinetry is going in next week. Mm-hmm. We expect to have it furnished the first week of May. So we will have our grand opening in May, just in time to be able to open up those big sliding doors on the back of the house and enjoy some indoor-outdoor space.
All right. Marty Anker will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Marty Anker, the president of Arthur Ruttenberg Homes.
So Marty, I know you've got a depth of experience in real estate on the new home side, and you and I have worked together in a number of different capacities. How did you come to, you know, partner and work with Arthur Ruttenberg Homes?
It's kind of an interesting story. We began this business in 2009, just kind of in the depths of the recession, and fortunately, we've been able to grow it pretty nicely. Since then, we were looking at solutions to how we can manage our growth and really do some things differently in the custom home world. We found that it's a very difficult process to manage, to keep customers happy, to manage costs, to manage change orders, and to deliver a really good product. So as I was kind of evaluating how to manage those things to the best of our ability, I was approached by somebody who had brought up Arthur Ruttenberg Homes. And having spent a fair amount of time in Florida, where they are based, I was familiar with them. So went to research it further and talked to a lot of companies like mine who had been independent custom home building companies and then chose to partner with Arthur Ruttenberg Homes. And their perspective was that it improved their business and it kind of checked all those boxes that I was looking to improve. So everything from processes to product, national purchasing power. They've got some folks in the corporate office who do a fantastic job of buying in 28 different categories. So it makes us more efficient. Rather than having a single company buying, we've got a number of companies around the country who share that buying power.
Well, you just mentioned the Arthur Ruttenberg process, and we were talking at the top half of the show about that's the company part. I understand you do things a little differently with the customer experience. Walk us through how that works.
Yeah, it really is quite different, and it's a people and process combination that is kind of the Arthur Ruttenberg approach to home building. Just as an example, when we meet with potential customers, we will talk with them about their home needs, and we can sit down and customize one of those 30 floor plans that we have in our library, or we can custom design a home from scratch. But what's really amazing is that with the team of architects that we have behind the scenes, we can customize one of those plans in a week and get it back to our customers. And then once we evaluate what the specifications are, the details that they want in their home, we can get back to them with a very comprehensive price within one more week. So in 2 weeks' time, we're doing what would normally take about 2 months for a builder to go to his architect and to bid out the plans. So it really saves a lot of time for the customer, gets them engaged in the process earlier, but it also gives them an incredible level of detail about what they're going to get in their custom home. Whereas historically, custom home builders will package in a lot of allowances just to get to a point with a customer where they can get to a price. And then there are surprises down the road as they have change orders and realize that the allowances didn't meet their expectations. So a very different approach, very detailed up front. Customer knows exactly what they're going to get. They've got a beautifully customized home, and I think it makes for a much smoother process. Mm-hmm. Setting those expectations up front in terms of price, specifications, and construction. So when we have all that information up front and we have an incredibly detailed set of construction drawings, we can build the house much more efficiently. We don't have to stop and ask a lot of questions and go back and do rework to make sure we got it just the way that the customer wanted it. So ultimately, I think it ends up in a better customer experience.
Sounds like it.
And the house doesn't become one giant change order.
Oh, right. Which so often
which
happens.
Which is very easy to do with custom homes.
Oh, right. How many horror stories do you hear about people building custom homes and they were 50% over budget and six months behind schedule? And
it's usually their own fault because they can't pass up the bling. So it's like, oh, but I want that and I want that and I want that. Wait, will we change this whole whatever?
Right. Yeah. And we're happy to stop and add some bling along the way. That certainly is part of the process. But to the extent we can help them make the majority of their decisions and selections up front, it's really beneficial. So one of the really cool things that we have in terms of people is that we have a concierge who is dedicated to each one of our customers. And that concierge will go with the customers to their design appointments and will typically take a couple full days with our interior design team and the customers to make all of their selections upfront. So they're not running around all over town, looking at different showrooms, looking through magazines, trying to figure out what they want. The interior design team guides them through the process. And then our concierge helps them do any customization during those appointments. And then throughout the process, that person will do numerous walkthroughs with the customer while the house is under construction to explain where we are in the process, answer any questions, and then is available effectively 24/7 to answer any questions or concerns that the customer may have.
So to see your homes, they could go to the Manor Golf and Country Club, but where else are you all building? Do you build throughout all of North Fulton or what area of town?
Right. We are building from Cherokee County up to South Forsyth. Home base is Milton and Alvareta, but we are excited to announce that we're just moving into the River Club as well. So we'll be expanding over into Gwinnett and down to Peachtree Corners. And across the perimeter up through 285 Sandy Springs and Dunwoody as well.
Good stuff. Exciting to watch. Marty, we're sadly out of time. Before we let you go, where can people go to get in touch with you should they have questions? And where can they learn more about Arthur Ruttenberg Homes?
Yes, they can go to arthurruttenberghomes.com or call 770-630-3984.
Marty Anker, the president of Arthur Ruttenberg Homes. Marty, great pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and a review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Marty Anker, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.